We've been told that the president's economic team is exhausted.
Some people will take my lunch.
We have a double dip coming in housing.
There's no way that I'm going to take the flag down.
Hey, this is Charles Barkley. I'm a dumbass.
Was an attractive cat.
World famous Phil Hendry Show. Every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. A news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Where truth is our bitch. And through the looking glass, we go. To find that Disney finally suspends a Muslim employee that won't take off her hijab. A homeowners association fines a man for flying the Tea Party flag. This is a new flag controversy at homeowners associations, the Tea Party flag. And they've asked him to take that down. Don Parsley and Dr. Ron Tarner join us this evening. Mr. Parsley will be up in just a moment. He's written a book called A Mother's Sin, A Son's Regret. And our affiliate spotlight tonight in West Palm Beach, WBZT, 1230 a.m. And in Toronto, Canada, the great CFRB, 1010 a.m. Happy to be on the air, not only in the United States, but North America in Toronto and our friends north of the border. 877-876-PHIL is the number here. And our website, philhendryshow.com, with a new podcast this week from Mavis Leonard entitled, Where Would You Like to Be Shot? And you got to hear it to believe it. And also, we've got new downloads available. We make them every day, 2004 July, all a download now there at philhendryshow.com in our archives. And other exciting news coming your way very, very shortly. There was a story here about a local hero, and it was ironic that we'd hear this story today because we do have Don on the line who has a similar story relative to his experience as an investor. And we'll tell you about that. But first, this young man apparently saved a kid's life. He's a 33-year-old Portland, Oregon man. He saved a kid's life in Detroit Lake, Oregon. And his grandmother, in an effort to get his name spelled correctly in a newspaper, called up the newspaper, got the name spelled correctly, and this redounded negatively because the newspaper contacted the police and found out this guy was wanted for a crime, and he was arrested. And we can get into that story a little bit later on, but I saw that story today, Don, and I thought, how ironic.
A little bit of my story in that, Phil. I don't know how much. I'm certainly not going to jail.
No, you're not. Not at all, but I guess it was a phone call from your mother to a potential business partner that brought on this book, right?
That's it in a nutshell. And the other thing is that this book that I've written and that I'm hoping is going to be eventually, I think, made available to the American people, and I'm very hopeful that we can get some notoriety from the Oprah Winfrey's book club. I think it's unusual because we are saying in the book that it's all right to, sometimes it's all right to hate your mother.
To hate your mother?
Yes, sir.
What is the sojourn for you? How did this begin?
For me, investing in a possible bed and breakfast. There's a bed and breakfast business in Savannah, Georgia. I had met two or three investors who are going to go in on this, and I had said that we'd like to consider it as well. And we got the proposal. We took a look at some of the numbers, my wife and I, and decided that we'd go ahead and invest a portion of the dollars, and then we would ladder that money up as time went along.
All right, so you had an investment opportunity at a bed and breakfast in where?
In Savannah, Georgia.
All right.
Part of the process of creating a business partnership on paper, making it a legal partnership so you can do business, is exchanging paperwork. And we exchanged not only our financials, but also personal references. My wife had put on, as one of my personal references, my mother, Maureen Parsley, in Denver, Colorado, and they contacted her, and that's when everything basically went to hell. And excuse my French, I put it in the book.
When you say everything went to hell, the other investors contacted your mother, Maureen Duffy.
I'm sorry,
Maureen Parsley. Forgive me. Maureen Duffy's a girl I went to school with. How did that name go? I don't know.
My mother is Maureen Parsley in Denver, Colorado.
All right, and they had contacted her, and this was part of the normal vetting process?
Yeah, because this was going to be a partnership of four individuals investing in this, and we were going to formalize the partnership legally in the process of exchanging our financials as well as personal reference information. My wife had put down my mother's name, and one of the partners had made the phone call.
Who is this partner? Can you give me his name?
Larry Thompson is his name. He's a native of Savannah.
Okay.
And he called my mother, and that's when she, without any negative phone call to me or contacting me or anything, my wife was the one that gave the name. I told him that I had been let out early on work release. I've been let out early from a work farm in Wyoming for a conviction I had on traffic in marijuana, which was a trumped-up charge anyway.
And all right, now, you had been on a work farm for trafficking marijuana.
That was a charge in Wyoming, yeah. And that was in the late 1990s. Which is a trumped-up charge.
Were you in possession of marijuana?
I was in possession of marijuana. I was not in possession of marijuana to sell.
Generally, that has to do with the amount, though, doesn't it?
Well, see, this again is a situation where I was driving a truck with this marijuana in the bed of the truck. We had a burned-out taillight, got pulled over to the Wyoming State Patrol, and I was arrested, and the man that I was with lied to the Wyoming State Patrol and said he was a hitchhiker and he didn't know me. And
so you got stuck with the arrest.
I got stuck with the arrest. So I wound up on a work farm, and my mother told one of these partners that we were going to invest with, she said my son was on a work farm for possession of marijuana, intent to sell. And well, when I heard that, I got the call.
How did you find out about that?
Well, my wife told me because the investor, this Mr. Thompson, called her and said, we got some bad news back on Don's personal reference. His mother says that he'd been in prison or on a work farm. I hadn't been in prison. It's more like a county. It was a state work farm, but it wasn't a federal prison or anything. Anyway, he said, we are going to have to suspend our business with Don at this time and most likely cancel our agreement because we're not comfortable with that.
And your wife told you this, huh?
My wife told me. I said, how did this? She said, your mother. And I remember, and this is why I got the idea for writing a book called A Mother's Sin, A Son's Regret, why it's, the hatred comes up in you. And I remember balling my fist up and I could see my mother's face, and I wanted to just smash and smash.
But isn't it true, Don, as you tell us this story here this evening about this lost business opportunity, it was your own fault?
No, it was not my fault.
No, well,
it was not my fault. It was my mother who has a history in our family of doing and saying things that have caused others to lose great opportunities in their lives. My father and my uncle and now me and others and my mother.
No, but I'm saying your mother told these potential investors with you a truth story, right?
If a phone call, a personal reference, they're supposed to say things about you that are good. When my mother told him that I had been on a work farm for marijuana possession of a controlled substance with intent to sell was essentially the charge, I wanted to smash her and smash her and smash and beat her and beat her and beat her.
All right, our number here, hold on, Don, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL is the number. You're listening to Don Parsley. Mr. Parsley has written a book called A Mother's Sin, A Son's Regret, Hating Your Mother. And right now it's being shopped around. I heard of your book right after we, read this story, and we had seen that you were, you'd had a press release out on this book of this grandmother telling the police about her grandson. But your mother wasn't trying to turn you into the police. Your mother wasn't trying to do anything other than give you a good reference. Isn't that true?
I don't know how you can look at it that way, because if you see what this woman did...
Well, what I mean, Don, is this, and I don't know if our listeners may have a different opinion, 877-876-PHIL, but I'm saying she was trying to say to these potential investors... He got out early from jail, and he was he had a good...
Well, see, you're taking her side, and I'm the victim, and that's the problem we have in America, where you don't know who the victim is. I'm the victim. She's the one that victimized me.
But I'm not trying to take anybody's side. What I'm saying to you, Don, is that your mother said to these investors... This is a good thing. My son was released from jail early. He showed himself to be responsible and good behavior in jail. He got out early, and now he is responding positively to his role in society. Do you not see it that way?
No, I do not see it that way. I see it as one more example of how she's victimized me and my father, who
How was your father victimized by her?
My father died at a very young age. My father died at 62, which is very young. And I don't have the information yet, but I'm amassing information. And when I finally do have the information I need, because I am almost certain she drove him to an early grave. And I look at other members of my the men in my family. My brother is a successful. My brother's been successful in marketing and owns his own business. And I wonder what she did to get him to be successful and to have me be a failure. And that's why I'm saying that in the book, A Mother's Sin, A Son's Regret, Why You Can Hate Your Mother, here I am ready to own a bed and breakfast, and they call her up for a reference, and she says that I was on a work farm in Wyoming.
So, as far as you're concerned, there is nothing redeeming about what your mother did.
No, how could there be anything redeeming? That's what I'm asking you.
Well, I'm just saying, if she intended, you know, and there are those who would say,
well, the road to hell is paved with good intentions, Mr. Henry. The road to hell is paved with good intentions, and I'm saying,
well, look,
I'm saying that my mother, with her telling this guy that I'd been on a work farm for marijuana possession, and now you're taking her side, you have to understand who the victim is. You have to see this my way, because I've written a book, and I've got a book to sell now. I've got to get something out of this, and with you taking my mother's side, now you are soiling, you're soiling all over it, my effort to sell a book.
No, sir, I don't want to do that.
That's what you're doing, no, you're saying my mother is right in betraying me, in being a traitor to me, and you're saying she was right.
No, I'm not saying she was right. I'm saying that it was an honest mistake.
Her honest mistake, and I'm bleeding, and I've got a book.
All right, Don, hang on. 877-876-PHIL is our number. This guy is. Written a book, A Mother's Regret. Apparently, he was ready to invest a lot of money into a bed and breakfast until they found out that he had been in jail for the possession of dangerous drugs or possession of a controlled substance. When his partners found out, they didn't want to do business with him. And his mother is the one that said he'd been in jail. 877-876-PHIL. Did she do a good thing, or did she betray her son? He's written a book saying that he's a victim here. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Coming right back.
It's the Phil Hendry Show. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL. On the line is Don Parsley from Denver, Colorado. He's invested in a bed and breakfast in Savannah, Georgia, where this business deal went south as the result of his mother, a personal reference, talking to other investors and saying that her son had been in jail, had in fact been on a work farm in Wyoming for possession of a controlled substance for sale, to wit, marijuana. Correct, Don?
Yeah.
And you have written this book, A Mother's Sin, A Son's Regret, Hating Your Mother, because that's essentially what's happened to you.
Well, what's happened to me, is, I think, is the normal thing. My mother had said to this man that I had been in jail, and that says a lot of things. I'm a jailbird. And
well, she said it was a work farm.
Well, that doesn't make any difference. And then she says, and my son got out of jail early on work release, and she says to me, I went to her house, and I knocked on the door to talk to her about this, and she wouldn't answer the door.
And why?
I don't know why.
Well, had you not called her?
I had called her, yeah. And
she didn't want to talk to you.
Well, she may not want to talk to me, but you understand that when I heard that they didn't want to do this business deal, all I could see was her face, and all I could see was my fist. And I wanted to pound away and beat and pound. And so...
That's dangerous, Don, and anybody would not want to talk to you.
I wanted to talk to her, and I threw a brick through her window, and I admit to that, and I've got a restraining order. Now I can't do anything but say that she...
You threw a brick through your mother's window, and now there's a restraining order. So this thing has escalated to an extremely dangerous area that anybody would be frightened of, that anyone would be scared of.
But on your program, you're the first person that has interviewed me anywhere in America, and I've been on a number of radio programs who's made it look like I'm the one that caused this problem. My mother basically crucified me. She put me on a cross and nailed me up. I had a business deal that was going to be sweet, and she nailed me to a cross in a hell, in a desert hell.
877-876-PHIL is the number on a world famous Phil Hendry show. Mark in Atlanta, you're on the Phil Hendry show with Don Parsley. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, sir. I think that guy is really an idiot. How could you feel that way about your own mother? All she did was tell the truth, you know. And he did the crime. He had to do the time.
Wait a minute. I did the time. I was in jail. Now comes an opportunity for me to have a business opportunity, and she tells them I'm a jailbird. And I'll tell you what. I would have smacked. There's nothing that I would.
You're angry still, aren't you?
Is this something new? Is this something new between you and your mother, or just something that's always been?
What do you mean something new?
That way.
If you had the opportunity to make some money and your mother opened her mouth and nothing but sewage came out of it and it stunk everything you've ever worked on, you know.
Buddy, you got a weird phone, man.
I'm getting feedback on your phone, dude. I'm getting feedback on your phone. He's scaring me.
All right. Well, maybe there's something wrong with it.
No, this guy. Are you a cop? Are you a cop?
No.
He's a cop. You're a cop.
All right. Thank you. That's what he thinks. Thank you for your call. Let's go to Jacob in Raleigh, North Carolina. Jacob, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Don Parsley.
I don't want to talk to any police officers.
I don't know that we have any police officers calling.
Yeah, I just...
Yes, sir.
I just had a problem with what's happening here and the fact that you keep saying that you're a victim. And really, you need to take responsibility for your actions. Like your mother was just...
Right.
Honest.
I did. I went to jail.
Going to jail. You go to jail, but that follows you for your life. I mean, that's what happens. That's the price.
Right.
Pay.
But does my mother? Yes. But does my mother? Is my mother one of the? Is she one of the vultures too? I know.
Should she lie? Should she lie for you?
Has she got to volunteer it?
Your son ever gone to jail?
Has she got to stand there on the phone like she's talking to some salesman because she loves to talk to salesmen, and now she's going to get a pat on the head and volunteer it? You understand what happened? It's one thing to lay your own son on a cross. It's another thing to drive the nails through his hands with glee.
Well, I think it's admirable of her.
That's
to,
a little.
Despite her son and what this could mean for him, for her to be honest,
right.
When somebody says, "What is
admirable?
Your about this?" Yeah, admirable. Because
Mr. Mr. Henry, when you get anybody on the phone that wants to talk truth to me,
I think this man's being very honest. Jacob, thank you. We'll be back here 877-876 Phil. Don Parsley's mother messed up a deal for him. We'll be back.
Yeah, admirable.
This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Dr. Ron Tarner is going to be joining us next hour. Dr. Tarner will be talking about the latest attempt to circumnavigate the globe as a solo sailor by a young person, and this a young Dutch girl. And Dr. Tarner's own son, Dennis, is going to talk to us about that as well when we join Dr. Tarner in our next hour. Right now we have Don Parsley on the line, the author of A Mother's Sin, A Son's Regret, and Hating Your Mother. And this was a book that came about after Mr. Parsley's mother had informed one of his potential business partners that he, Don, had been on a work farm, a jail work farm, a prison work farm, for possession of a controlled substance for sale. It was marijuana. He was released early, and his mother told his potential partner this as good news, Don. And you have taken this to mean nothing other than a betrayal.
Good news. This is when you don't know the shot, and as the saying goes, when you don't know the shot, keep your mouth shut. Now, I will tell you something, Phil.
This is your mother you're talking about.
It doesn't matter if I'm talking about my mother. I've been on a lot of television shows and radio shows over the last probably 3 weeks in. Talking about my book. Yours is the very first show that I've been on that I've had you telling me that I've got some kind of a problem. I don't have a problem.
You're telling me you're a victim here.
Yeah, and most of the shows I've been on have said that, yes, I am a victim, because they understand how my mother opened her mouth and she blew me and my family out of a possible $10 to $15 million deal. But she can't shut up, and I remember walking down the street, and I saw a sign for Wine and Cheese Festival in a window, and I put my fist against that glass. I cracked it. I couldn't. And the reason why I did that is because when I saw Wine and Cheese Festival, it reminded me of my mother. If she could have not said.
You know, your book is going to be an interesting read, but I can't tell you that I have, and I don't know that my listeners either, have much sympathy for a man who says that he hates his mother when she was trying to do the best.
You're hurting my career as an author. The audience was on my side, willing to buy my book. Then you get them to root in favor of my mother, and all I wanted was a shot on the Oprah Winfrey Book Club that, of course, as you know, is very important. But it's always my mother. It's always her. And that's what the book is about.
All right, let me take a phone call.
Yeah, you take a phone call. But all I see is her, and all I want to do is hurt.
877-876-PHIL. She's got a restraining order on you, doesn't she?
You want to make it worse, don't you?
I just asked. She's got a restraining order because you put a brick through her window.
She's got a restraining order. I should have had a restraining order on her so that someone would have put a fist in her face.
877-876-PHIL. Let me go to Angela here. Angela, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Don Parsley. Go ahead, ma'am.
Don, your mother is not the reason why you are in the position that you're in. First and foremost,
right,
you have to blame yourself.
Yes, she is.
Second
yes,
of all,
she
you have to blame. You need to blame your wife for putting your mother's name on that piece of paper as a personal reference. If you all have
good
had
point.
Problems in the past, there's no way in hell you should have put her name down to be a reference for you. And you
all she
have
had to do is shut
all
shut
of that,
that buffet hole. If my mother had shut the buffet hole under her nose, and I call it a buffet hole because that's how she eats. She steals.
You know what? You have, something is wrong with you. I hope this
is just
a ploy to sell books. I hope that's what this is, because something is seriously wrong with you. You need to take a look at yourself. If you would have disclosed that information to your potential partners, that you had gotten yourself into some trouble, but your life has gone into a different direction, maybe you would have been able to get that bed and breakfast. Don't blame your mother. Your mother is not your problem. You and your wife is the problem. You should have been disclosed that.
Don't you feel you should be able to trust members of your family? And all my mother had to do was to shut it for 5 minutes. She didn't have
to call your mother and say, Mom, I'm trying to do this and I'm trying to do this. I'm going to use you is it okay? First and foremost, is it okay that I use you for a reference?
I think this lady's got a good point. Why does your wife put down the name of your mother?
It's a normal thing to do, Mr. Hendry. They wanted the names of family members. I didn't think that my mother was so degenerated, was so despicable, that she'd get on the phone with a business partner and say, and my son was on a work farm.
You are despicable for talking about your mother that way.
Oh, my God. How can you say that about...
Because your mother is not the cause of your problems. You are. You're the one that sold the dope. You're the one had the drugs in your car. You're the one had the bad tail light. You should have called your mother and said, Mom, I'm trying to get into this business venture, and I need you for a reference. All I need you to do is say, yes, my son this or no, my son that. All that other stuff, you should have discussed
that. You said that your mom put your father in an early grave. You said something about your brother.
I didn't think that my mother was so devoid of a soul. And that's what
you
we're talking
crazy.
About here. We're talking.
You are
how am
crazy.
I crazy?
I hope this does to sell books.
Are you telling me?
I hope this is just to
Oprah,
sell books.
I hope it does sell books. I want Oprah Winfrey to tell my story
Oprah.
Because I'm going to tell you this.
Man, you think you're going on Oprah? You must
She's
be out of
read.
Mind. You are
Ma'am,
out of your mind. You stay with the Phil Henry Show on this late night talk show. Maybe somebody will give you. You need some psychological help.
You think? No, I got much bigger fish to fry than this guy's little spit and glue operation.
Well, you need to.
Thanks a lot, man. Thanks. I'm the guy that's listened to you. Oprah Winfrey isn't talking to you.
Oprah Winfrey will talk to me if you stop positioning me. This lady, I'm a victim in this.
All right, look at Angela, thank you. 877-876-PHIL here on the Phil Hendry Show. If you're a victim, and the lady brought up some very good points, okay?
She didn't bring up any good points. She said that my mother should never have been contacted. It is not a difficult thing. It's not a difficult thing to ask your mother to keep her mouth shut long enough not to completely blow to $15 million deal, and I wind up being laid on a cross, and I have nails put in.
Well, I heard the lady say that that you've got a few screws loose.
I don't have screws loose.
Well, it sounds to me like you are very emotional over this. 877-876-PHIL. Dave in Ontario. Go ahead, Dave. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, Phil. Thanks for taking the call.
Yes, sir.
In a nutshell, this is a classic case of shooting the messenger. If anyone was going to go into business with this gentleman to the tune of millions of dollars, as he has said, they would run a standard criminal background check on him ahead of time, which would have turned up the same information.
You know something? The fact is, it might have and it might not have. But what is my own mother, my flesh and blood, doing? Opening what my father used to call that buffet hole under her nose. And
I've heard the buffet hole thing.
Well, my mother, anything for free.
Well, it sounds like
what
your mother
you
told the truth, and that's where you've got an issue with it.
She was trying to help. If she told the truth, then she should. She was trying to help me.
Yeah, that's the point. She was trying to say to these investors, my son is a good man. He was in jail, but he was out early because he showed to the authorities that he had the intent of rejoining society. Isn't that what the early release from that work farm was about?
That's what that was about. But
well, that was what your mother was trying to say.
You don't tell business investors I can't even get two men who sound like they're both successful men, Mr. Henry, you and this. I can't even get you guys to understand. I understand that other lady. She's a woman.
What I can understand is that you're trying to blame your past indiscretions on the fact that your mom told somebody about it. And I would think that an adult could stand for themselves without having to worry about their mommy.
Oh, so you think I've regressed to some point where I've got a mommy thing?
That's certainly what it sounds like to me, yes. It sounds like you have issues with your mother, and this is the way you're taking
it. I've got a mommy thing, why? Because I want to ask you a question. I want you to answer me honestly. Have you ever wanted to strangle your own mother?
Never. Not for a moment.
That is such a lie.
That's what the man said.
That is. I think it's a normal thing to want to strangle and beat.
Like a lot of people are saying here, Don, there's issues, okay?
Yeah, issues. This is psychobabble for, you know what, you did have a chance, but we don't like you because you dealt marijuana, and that's drugs, and that's bad.
No, I don't hear that prejudice here at all. I thank you for your call, sir. 877-876-PHIL. Cheryl in Desert Hot Springs, California. Cheryl, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Hi.
I'm listening to this story, and it sounds like, hearing, that his mother was unaware.
Hold on for a minute. There's ladies on the line. Yes? No, go ahead, ma'am.
Oh, okay. That mom was probably older and unaware that she was probably saying something out of turn. And 99%.
She is older. Yes, ma'am. She is older. And old people should know that the first thing they do is keep their mouth shut because they know that.
Why do you talk about an elderly person like that?
I'm not talking to her. I'm talking to you and this lady.
Right.
Go ahead,
well,
Cheryl.
The point I was just making is she probably was just chatting, and it affected
well,
you
it.
Adversely. It's a horrible thing that happened to you. I agree.
Mm-hmm.
But if this is something that you didn't had issues in the past, or if this was the only issue, either way, you have to look forward and say, okay, this didn't happen, but something's better coming because of it. What can I do now? And move forward. You're so stuck with this negative that nothing good's going to come into your life.
Ma'am, if you'd be all right with someone saying, here is a gold bar, no, on second thought, you don't get to have it. If you're okay with that, well, you're better than me.
I didn't say you have to stay with it. What you have to do is move forward. You know, this happened.
That's what happened to me.
It's done.
Like someone came into my home and said, here's a gold bar. No, on second thought, no, you don't get it.
No, that's not what happened to you. What happened to you was there was a potential for a gold bar, but there were a lot of obstacles to negotiate, and one of them wasn't negotiated properly. And Cheryl is saying something very important. A lot of old people like to talk.
That's what I'm trying. Neither one of you and no one on your phone, and I know the lady laughed about Oprah Winfrey. Oprah Winfrey would understand this. Old people can't shut up. And I'll bet you there hasn't been a good idea that hasn't been destroyed by an old lady.
So move on, get another deal, and don't put your mom on there. Good luck with it all.
Yeah, thanks.
Well, I think that's it. Thank you very much, Cheryl. I appreciate your phone call. I think that was an extremely rude response.
What?
To that lady. Yeah, thanks.
I feel it. You know, these people, I said, I've never encountered this on any talk show. Again, I will only reiterate that my mother, yes, is an elderly woman, and there hasn't been a good idea. There hasn't been a thing of purity and beauty. There hasn't been a thing of sweetness and light. And something that is elevated and something that is good that hasn't been soiled and made to smell foul by an old lady.
By an old lady.
Yeah. That's what she did to me. And now there's a restraining order on me. So I got waterboarded. That's what happened to me. My own mother waterboarded me and there's a restraining order on me. If you saw the photographs from the prison in Iraq when the men were naked and they were piled on top of each other, that was my mother taking the picture.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. If you hear me pausing, I pause for the same reason a lot of you pause. I think that there is more going on here than just the idea that his mother opened her mouth. I think there is a profound emotional disturbance. Don Parsley on the line. His mother told potential investors that her son had been in jail. She was trying to say as a good thing because he got an early release, but now he is, it's ruined the investment, and he's written a book called A Mother's Regret, A Mother's Sin, A Son's Regret. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
I was waterboarded.
This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
World famous Phil Hendry Show, our final segment here with Don Parsley. The book is called A Mother's Sin, A Son's Regret, Hating Your Mother. And you were asking me about what, a film?
Called Boogie Night, if you saw that movie.
I did see that, yeah.
At the very beginning of that film, Dirk Diggler has an argument with his mother. And that, I think, Mr. Hendry, you have to understand, there's not a son in America, there's not a man who has a mother, a man who's a son, who hasn't at one time or another thought about holding her under the water, you know, in the deep end of the pool. It is a normal thing, and for you...
There isn't a son, you're saying that there isn't a son in America, there isn't a son in the world that hasn't fantasized about killing his own mother? Is that what you're telling me?
I'm telling you, if you were honest, this is a normal reaction when a mother... An old woman blows a $15 million business opportunity.
All right, 877-876-PHIL.
Well, aren't you going to respond to that, or are you just going to go to a phone call? Aren't you going to... that's what you've done throughout the entire hour.
I'll respond to it. Yeah, I'll respond to it. I think you're absolutely wrong when you say that there isn't a son out there that hasn't wanted to hold his mother under the deep end of the pool. I think that's a little psycho.
Oh, God. That is the most typical reaction... And that's why you're not very creative, and that's why that one lady said, Oprah Winfrey, that's a cut above what you do, mister.
That may be, sir. And you can put me down all you want, but it doesn't deny the fact of what I'm saying. 877-876-PHIL. Brian in Denver, Colorado, listening on KTNI. Go ahead, Brian.
Thank you, Phil, and hi, Don. Mm-hmm. Well, hello. I can understand with the partner thing, you know, it's the partner's decision to make the choice of whatever they've done. Coming with your mother, you know, I think there's a lot more to the whole situation from the past of what she just said in this one time. There's hatred going
talking
on.
About coming with my mother's not part of the deal. What are you talking about?
No.
My mother's the one that opened her mouth.
She told the truth, and... And, you know, it's so be done. What I'm trying to say is the partner, or your partner's decision at that time to just say, no, we'd rather not. They can invest more into it.
I know what happened, but my mother could have shut her mouth.
The book's called The Truth.
Look, you know, the truth is also the following thing. You don't mention it. You don't have to say...
What about that gentleman that called and said they're going to do a standard criminal check?
I don't know that that's the case, Mr. Hendry. And it's
I agree with everybody that called in. You know, I think there's a lot more to the picture.
Of course you do. Mr. Hendry has made it so that all of you will agree that I look like an ass and a half.
No, I haven't made anything look like anything. You were the guy that came on here and said that when you think of your mother, you think of violence. You put a rock through her window. She's got a restraining order on you. You talk about drowning her in the deep end of the pool. You've mentioned at least three times how when you see her face and you want to punch it with her fist.
I didn't say I want to punch it with her fist.
You want to punch her with your fist.
And I'm saying to you that that's a normal thing. That every man feels at one time or another. And if you saw the movie, to the gentleman on the phone, Brian?
Sir.
Yeah, did you see Boogie Night?
No, sir.
Okay, at the beginning of Boogie Night, he hates his mother. That's what happened.
at the beginning of Boogie Nights, there's an argument between the principal and his mother. So?
So you shouldn't have to hate anybody for whatever's being done. You know what? Pray for him, bless him, and you know what? It's done. You have so much anger, I feel sorry for you. I wouldn't want to be in business with you by listening to you
Diggler
over the radio.
That's what my mother wanted to do. My mother wanted to...
She didn't want anything. She was speaking the truth, number one. And number two, you should honor your mother and father. It's number one commandment, and you're not even doing that.
Sir, this isn't Sunday. I don't need a sermon, okay?
Mother, I'm just telling you the way life is.
If you saw Dirk Diggler in Boogie Night, you would have seen a man and...
Look at Brian, thank you. Very good call, very good points. I think all's been said.
If you saw Dirk Diggler in Boogie Night, and I don't even have one that big, so at least he's got that. At least when they pulled it, he pulled it out at the end of the movie. Never mind.
Yeah, okay, man. Phil Hendry Show.
Pulled it out at the end of the movie. Phil Hendry.
I guess Dr. Ron Turner's next, that's what they said.